SRN News, I'm John Scott. If you're traveling over Labor Day weekend, you should pack some patience. Julie Walker has more on the story.
Labor Day travel is up 9% from last year, according to AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz. And the TSA is expecting a record-breaking weekend.
This summer has been record-breaking, but we've seen that airports have handled it earlier this summer with Memorial Day and July 4th.
But she says anything could happen, so get to the airport early and maybe don't check that bag.
Try to consolidate everything on your carry-on.
For drivers, Diaz says the good news, gas prices are down nationwide. The bad news, stations set their own individual prices. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, a congressional task force made up of Democrats and Republicans touring the scene of an assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania, on former President Trump. They're delving into questions and looking for answers after that shooting 6 weeks ago. Next month's presidential debate could be in jeopardy. Both sides continue to disagree on the debate's ground rules. It's set for September 10th. Ukrainian president condemning Russia's drone and missile barrage.
In a video address, he said the attack involved more than 100 missiles of various types and around 100 drones. Like most previous Russian strikes, this one was just as vile, he said, targeting critical civilian infrastructure. At least 3 people were killed in the onslaught that began around midnight and continued into the day. 15 regions across the country were targeted, including Kyiv, where residents were filmed singing the city's anthem as they took shelter in a subway station. Explosions were heard in the Ukrainian capital, where power and water supplies were disrupted. I'm Nayan Kim.
The Dow had 54 points, the Nasdaq composite down 158. This is SRN News. Some pastors have a lot of work to do.
A new poll released by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University finds that a lot of people who attend evangelical churches hold unbiblical beliefs. About half of them think that a person can earn his way into heaven with good works. 45% say there is no absolute moral truth, and 40% don't accept the doctrine of original sin. The CRC report goes on to reveal that 27% of evangelical churchgoers say they are afraid to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Taliban tightening the grip on radical Islam in Afghanistan. The government now says it is mandatory for all Afghan women to conceal their faces and voices in public. And that's according to newly published laws covering aspects of everyday life from the Ministry of Vice and Virtue. This marks the first formal declaration of vice and virtue law since the Taliban returned to power in 2021. This is SRN News. Rescue operations continuing in eastern Sudan following the collapse of a dam which killed at least 60.
After being ravaged by 16 months of civil war, Sudan is now experiencing torrential rains and floods that have killed dozens and displaced tens of thousands. The collapse of the dam in Red Sea State is one of the worst incidents, washing away farms and villages downstream. It's more sad news for a country suffering ever-worsening humanitarian conditions. Famine has already been declared in parts of the country, and extreme weather events will only exacerbate shortages.
BBC correspondent Kakeda Nyabeto. Police in Iceland calling off a search for 2 tourists initially believed missing after the collapse of an ice cave killed one person and seriously injured another. Police now say they believe no one else is missing. Both of those victims are American citizens. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.